kind of give you some updates regarding practice and injuries. So out today will be Goodman, Hester, Jones, Reed, and William Moore is sick. Number of the guys participated in the walkthrough, so hope to have them back to full for tomorrow. But we had a good walkthrough today, all the big emphasis on third down in 2 minutes. So, like I said, a number of those guys participated in that today and anticipating them being full tomorrow. And with that, I'll open it up with some questions regarding the week and the game.
Okay, you just said that you anticipate those guys being full tomorrow. Is there any doubt about Julio being available for
None.
Sunday?
Zero.
No.
None. Yep. Well, clear on that. Yeah. Yeah. No gray area there. Right.
We ask you this every week about the guy, but his ability to rise to this elite level. I mean, you just don't see many guys in the league that at their position can
right.
do this.
I know. I think just the more you're around him, you have just the appreciation of the competitor. And I think that goes a long way, too. Like, there's lots of talented guys, and they're all throughout the league. But then there's another level of the guys who have the rare talent combined with the rare competitiveness, like, what's next? And I'm ready to go for it again. And he certainly has those traits as part of, you know, his whole makeup as a player.
And he really thrives on it. I remember when he caught a touchdown pass in his rookie year at the goal line at Indianapolis, and he said, there's more where that came from.
Yeah.
You know, but the swagger is a quiet swagger.
Yeah, it's confident for sure, and knowing, you know, that's expected. And, you know, for him, when you're a great player, everybody is telling you you're great all the time. And so he goes to another spot and saying, you know, I'm ready to work and do the things I have to do. So tons of respect for him and how he approaches his game. Sure. Both guys have a real presence about them. So fortunate that they're both here. They've played a lot of football. Some in the scheme, some not in the scheme. Chris being part of a scheme that has worked with Kyle and Chris before. Andy is not. But just that ability for them to communicate both inside to the center on the combinations and the protections, and then as well going outside to the offensive tackles and protections in the run game. So that communication all along the line of scrimmage is so important. So I think that's where it starts with them. And then in the meeting room, the communication, the leadership, all that goes into that with a veteran player. And both those guys have that in a big way. I think just, you know, the combinations, you know, that we had in the run game, and I thought in the protections, you know, from the play actions, you know, those two things tied together, the run game and the play action. So was pleased where we're headed. And like I said, Andy just being, you know, here only a few days, you know, tons of improvement moving forward. But he did a terrific job getting ready.
Are you excited to see the run defense get a test this week of the two 230-pound backs that they throw at you?
Yeah, I think, you know, and knowing Coach Coughlin, you know, there's always a toughness element that goes along with his team and their ability to run it, the strength they have with the runners. Yeah, it'll be always a test and one that we're, you know, definitely looking forward to. It's an important part of our game, too, in terms of us playing in the run and allowing us to get some opportunities where we can go and rush and create some down and distances where we can do that. So, yeah, what a challenge ahead for us and one that I know the guys are really looking forward to.
Solion Jackson, you didn't need them that much in the tempo game, but are those guys that'll be called upon?
They certainly will, yeah, and Hageman as well. So those guys were some games call for more nickel, some games don't. And so, you know, just kind of depends on the ebb and the flow of the game. And that's why it's so important to have the depth and the versatility of big guys and rushers. And so that's what, you know, fortunately we're able to have that where we can move guys like Babineau and Claiborne inside on some of the passing downs as opposed to, you know, using Tyson and Paul who are just such strong guys inside. So, yeah, the challenges are all over us, you know, in terms of how we match up and use the guys. So it's one of the best things each week those challenges come, and I know they're ready for it.
Coach, if Devin can't go, has there been any talk about maybe moving someone on in the back, just on returning and just trying to put a little bit of a, you know, zip in that? I mean, nothing against Eric, but obviously you can see the difference with Eric and Devin.
Sure, and I thought Eric did a good job, really made good decisions with, I think, for his two, you know, returns at 18 yards. So, if, you know, going into it for a 9 yard, we'd said good. So Nick Williams would also be somebody that works in punt return and Hardy as well. So those are kind of the three guys that go down that line. But, yeah, falls to Eric first.
And that high tempo offense that Philly runs, they still get to Mark Murray. He's the reigning, you know, rushing champion. How surprised would you be that he didn't even get the 10 carries?
Well, I think just sometimes that's how the games work out. And, you know, sometimes, you know, whether it's a score that makes it happen early on, but he's a terrific back, one that just – you know, plays so hard. He's got speed. He's got size. So, you know, a real featured back for them for sure. And but back to the point we're playing this week, another good set of runners. And these guys certainly have our respect.
Coach, a lot of the folks on Twitter want to know where they can get that shirt from.
Yeah, you can't buy this one. You got to earn this one. This is Atlanta Falcons special team. So, you got to earn this one. So there's some guys that will earn, from this past performance that will have earned some. So we'll hand those out during the week. But, we appreciate it. That certainly stands for what we certainly believe in terms of running and hitting and how aggressive and physical we can play. So just another part of the message getting out. So tell everybody we appreciate them. We'll have to make some on our own. Right, we'll have to make some on our own. So. And we appreciate it.
Dan, I'm sure you've talked with Matt about some of the odd throws that he made, and not too many of them, but, there were, a couple of mistakes. Well, actually, just one big mistake. I mean, the play at the goal end zone was pretty good.
And I think we ought to give credit to the linebacker who made a terrific, one-handed lefty catch. So you got to give credit. Yeah, for sure.
He did show his human side there as well, didn't
right.
he? I mean, it's okay to make mistakes.
Yeah, and we're going to be aggressive, and we're going to attack, and we just want to feature our style in every way we can. We want to regard the ball in every opportunity we can. So for us, we're always trying to get the ball defensively, just keep giving it back to the offense. So we'll be really good when we just do a great job taking care of it and keep trying to feed it back to the offense defensively. And that's where we go hand in hand. But Matt's going to let it rip. He's a really, unique player who's got great gifts. So it's like he has the green light to go. And he'll make great decisions for us.
So the players get a shirt for.
You're wanting a shirt, I understand.
I'm just trying to get them to the people there.
Yeah, So this one is
a big hit or something, or
Just some plays that exemplifies what we want to stand for, and so might be a big play, might just be the physical nature that you're playing with, the speed, the effort, the attitude. So something that Keith and the guys came up with, and got to compete to go get it.